At 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday, everybody. And welcome to the Real Estate Hour here on every Sunday here on KSRO. So welcome. Gorgeous day out. It's going to be hot this week. So enjoy it before it gets too hot.
Yeah. And where's the rain? I know you don't like
Where's the rain we don't like? I like the rain. No, I'm not a fan of the rain, but we need some rain. So, you know, I don't think we're going to get any rain. I think the alternative is that we just all need to slow down on the water usage. I know there's a couple of cities that have mandatory, even stricter than county regulations. I heard something about Healdsburg. I don't know if it passed or if that, but it was like a personal 74-gallon
hold use. One here. I got a Nixle
Joe has
on
the news.
Friday that the city of Healdsburg has declared a drought emergency.
Right.
Irrigation system must be shut off now.
Wow.
And that was Friday. I don't know if that was a vote or just a declaration, but
yeah. And I heard something about 74 gallon per day personal use. I don't know. You know, it's so hard to know what that actually looks like. And what, I mean, there's so many things when you think about, you know, running the water until it gets hot, you know, when you take a shower or when you just washing dishes or brushing your teeth, turn the water off. I mean, we all grow, you and I at least, Joe, grew up here in California and remember the droughts way back. Do you remember the droughts growing up?
I don't really.
Oh,
tell you the truth.
I remember.
Maybe I was in the Navy. Who knows?
Oh, maybe. I remember. Maybe it was like in the 70s.
That's when I was in the Navy.
Oh, well, there you go. You had plenty of water somewhere. No, but I remember that, you know, turning off the water when you're in between shampooing and putting the jug of water in the toilet tank, you know, so that it was, that was back when it took 6 gallons to flush a toilet. Now it's like, what, 1.5 gallon if you have the energy efficient toilets. But anyway, we native Californians have been through this before, even in recent years. So as I was leaving my house this morning, my neighbor had their sprinkler on watering their driveway and the sidewalk, and I went, turn that off.
We're going to notice that a lot more as time goes on.
Yeah, all these people that, you know, put lawns in the last couple of years. I was going, what the heck are they doing? But anyway.
There's going to be some brown lawns.
There are, and I'm already noticing that a lot. Yeah. So good
and
for you,
like
those
that,
of you who
what
are.
What was it, 3 or 4 years ago when they came back green, but here
yeah,
we are,
well, yeah. And a lot of people pulled them out, and I remember the city, and I don't know if they're offering anything like that now, but they were doing a buyback program, kind of, where they would, you'd pull up your lawn, they would give you money for doing landscaping and all that, so we should look into City Santa Rosa and see if they're doing that now, or if anybody knows. Anyway, so just, you know, we need to all be careful with that. So today we're going to talk about what's happening in the market. There were a couple of articles in the Press Democrat this week about the middle class residents being priced out of Sonoma County, just kind of the crazy market. And you know, a lot of it is true, but it's also good to read beyond the headline and understand that, you know, yes, it is a crazy market and there are a lot of buyers, you know, getting beat out. But there are still properties out there. There are homes that are not flying off the shelf. There are opportunities. There's, you know, maybe need to get in there and you know, buy something that's more of a cosmetic, you know, needs a little work, not be quite as, I don't want to say picky because that sounds a little rude, but anyway, but not, you know, if you really, truly want to get into a house, you know, keep plugging away at it and don't get discouraged. And I know it's easy to get discouraged. So anyway, we're going to talk about that a little bit and kind of go over these couple of articles that were in the Press Democrat. And just remember that they are, you know, their headlines are there to sell newspapers. So they're a little sensationalized and, you know, and like I said, there's accuracy there, but also Read beyond the headlines, because there is information about in there that's, you know, a little more explaining kind of what's going on. We do have record high median home sales or median home prices, you know, but there's still things that are not, you know, that are available, and there are still things in that lower price point, not super low, but, you know, in that 500 price point. You know, and there's also things selling in the 3-4 million, and that's really kind of what raises that median price up, is when we have those high end sales. A median is the middle between the two, you know, the lowest and the highest, and it's the middle number, not an average, but just the middle number. So it's kind of the middle of the market that we're seeing, and that is in around, I think it's a record high of 780. This last week, or I guess that was in May. So yeah, that's high. It is high, but keep in mind there are some lower priced homes available. There's condos, there's other alternatives, and there's, you know, people moving out of the area because they're just tired of it. And you know, so we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that, and then look at the numbers this week. And then coming up after 9:30, Kathy Slack is going to be here, and she is a KSRO sales manager, senior account manager, and she is a member of the band, the Pointless Sisters Rock and Show Band. And we're going to be talking about the music industry in Sonoma County, in the Bay Area, as we kind of open up, come back. Things are coming back and getting back to normal. So I thought I'd have her come on and kind of talk about what, you know, everything came to a screeching stall or halt last year. And how the music industry, from her perspective, from being inside of it, is experiencing, and how they kind of got through it, and how they're looking forward to it coming back. And then she's also involved with the Rohnert Park Chamber. They are beginning their weekly music series. So we'll talk about that. So stay tuned after 9:30 for that. A lot of good information there. I want to tell you about a couple of listings I have, and then we'll take a quick break, and then we'll dive into the numbers. So I have on open house today. Open houses are back. So get out there and look at open houses. From 1 to 4 today, 41 Aspen Meadows Circle in Oakmont. It is a two-bedroom, one-bath, 1,220 square feet with... it's a duet unit, so there is a shared wall. There's a shared carport. There's a nice area that you can fence in. The HOA has changed some rules around and expanded the owner-maintained area. If you're familiar with Oakmont at all, they have owner-maintained area, and then they have HOA-maintained areas. This actually, they expanded it. You can move the fence out and have a nice little enclosed yard for a small dog, or if, you know, the grandkids come over, because it is a senior community, 55 and over, and it's a nice property ready for you to get in there and make it yours. So that's listed at 435. It'll be open from 1 to 4 today. And then also 2147, 2149 Orchard Street, which is right here in Santa Rosa, and that is just off of Lewis at that end of Orchard Street. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath. One of those bedrooms and one of the bath is a separate unit. So it's a three-bedroom, two-bath house, 1936-built house, kind of a classic JC area home, a big, huge yard. And then at some point back in the 80s, they converted the garage into another unit, and it was done legally. It's a legal second unit, and it's a one-bedroom, one-bath, about 500 square feet, nice way to get some extra income, or if you have an in-law or an adult child that needs their own space out, but you want to keep them close, or they want to stay close. And it was getting about $1,200 a month, or it was getting $1,200 a month rent. There's currently vacant. But how about some extra income to help pay off your mortgage? So that's listed at $745,000, and that is open today from 1 to 4 as well. And then I have coming up this week, we're finally ready. The sellers of this property have put so much work in, and not just a lot of work, but really high-end quality, you know, top-of-the-line things that they've done to this property. It's listed, it's 528 Los Arbolis Way, four-bedroom, three-bath, 2844 square feet, and it's on 1.2 acres. It's out in Wickiup. It's a 1980s built home. Nice big open ceiling, the wood ceiling, and beautiful pool out back and a hot tub, and the gorgeous views to the west, sunset views. And they've just really done a lot of work to the property with this, you know, the decking, the painting inside and out. They redid the roof. They put a new two-zone heating system in. You know, there's some security features. There's just, I mean, this huge list that I could go on and on about. It's a gorgeous house. We're coming on tomorrow. Still tweaking the price a little bit. We're going to be in that $1.2 million range. And we'll be coming on tomorrow, and then open house next week. So stay tuned for that. I have my two lots out in Sebastopol, Bloomfield Road. They're 1.78 and 1.79 acres. Each have a well. Each have a five-bedroom perk. And they are ready to build. There are a couple of things that need to be worked out with the county. We can talk about that if you have any questions. My number is 799-3617. I'm glad to chat with you about any of these listings, open houses, and if you are thinking of putting your house on the market, I am glad to come by or even just have a conversation with you on the phone and give you an idea of value and what's happening in the market today. So let's take a break. We come back, we'll go through the numbers and talk a little bit about those articles in the Press Democrat. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
I like listening to The Drive with Steve Jackson. I like listening to all the food news, hearing about, you know, the latest brewery, having the people in and hearing behind the businesses is really, really cool.
The Drive with Steve Jackson, afternoons on KSRO.
This is Allison Norman, host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm passionate about real estate and helping families get into their new homes. I'd like to congratulate all of those who bought or sold a home this year and hope that you're enjoying making memories that will last a lifetime. For those who are thinking of buying or selling in 2021, let's get started now by putting our heads together to come up with your own real estate plan for the new year. And if you're thinking of moving out of state, I can connect you with an agent from my network that I know and trust in the area you're moving to. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
Rincon Valley hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Happy Sunday morning, one and all. It is the Real Estate Hour here every Sunday morning with you on KSRO from 9 to 10 a.m. And you know you can always, if you have to step away from the radio, you can tune us in on your car. You can go take us with you on your phone. There's an app. There's a streaming live wherever you are. You can find us here on KSRO. And there's a podcast. So if you miss any information, you can tune into the podcast at KSRO.com. You go to shows and then ask the expert and look for Allison Norman Real Estate. And that is me. And that is the Real Estate Hour. And you can listen to all the past shows going back way back, I think, to like 2017. Crazy. You can listen to Mike Kelly's old shows and the ones that he and I did together. So it's kind of interesting. None of the information is really very relevant anymore. Some of it is. Some of it doesn't change. But as far as the numbers and all that, so it's actually a little bit interesting to listen to that stuff and hear how it was and predictions and stuff like that. If you have some time on your hands and you want to listen, you can find all those past shows. Anyway, let's talk about the market and what's happening right now in real estate, the market today. So there are currently active on the market single family homes. There are 647 with 665 in escrow. So I pulled this up this morning and it 647 came up and I went, oh my gosh, that's a big, it just keeps going up little by little. It goes up. It's up you know, it's been in the sixes the last couple of times I've pulled it. But the great part of this is that when you look at what's in escrow, it's also up. So it's not that we're not getting flooded with homes that are going to slow down the market for buyers. That's unfortunate for sellers. If you're thinking about selling your home, you know, we're not seeing too many homes coming on the market, although we are seeing, I'm seeing a little bit of a slowdown in some segments of the market. And we're going to talk about this article where they're saying, no, it's, you know, crazy buying frenzy and you can't buy a home if you don't have the money to overbid and all of that. And I want to just let you know that there are still homes available. There are still homes that are sitting on the market for a little while, and to take a look at those and not necessarily the one that just came on the market and see if maybe it was overpriced at first and maybe now they're willing to come down a little bit. And I would encourage you to anything that's been sitting on the market for a little while, consider putting a lower offer in. And, you know, if it makes sense, they may not accept it. They may be stuck on their price. And that's okay. But, you know, I would suggest, and I'm glad to chat with you about strategy for that if you're not currently working with a realtor, as far as getting in there as a buyer in today's crazy market. But anyway, the good news is that the sales, the escrows, are keeping up with the increased inventory that we're seeing. So we still have enough inventory and actually need more inventory to keep up with the amount of homes going into escrow. And then condos, there are 65 active condos on the market. There are 92 in escrow. That's a tight market. We need some more condos. They will sell. There's 92. There's more that went into escrow than is available. So if you have a condo you're thinking about selling, it's a good time. Especially as, you know, condos, we see as the prices start going up of single family homes and they get out of reach for some buyers, then people turn to condo as the next alternative, as a lower priced product. And we need more of those. So there's only 65 on the market, and there's, 92 in escrow. Mobile homes are 50 active on the market. Mobile homes, you could put an offer on one today. And there are 55 in escrow. So again, the sales are keeping up with that. And usually the mobile homes are a little slower to sell, but they're selling. Multi-units, 2 to 4 units. And so we're looking at duplex, triplex, fourplex, 2 houses on one lot, 3 houses on one lot. There are 66 active on the market right now. So, you know, as an alternative, if you're not finding you want in a single family home in your price point, maybe, you know, talk to your lender, but maybe bump that price up because you can qualify with some of the income that you could get from a rental unit. So if you are looking at 2 houses on one lot, you know, look at what the rent could be. And again, talk to your lender, because all the lenders are different, but most of them will give you some percentage of the estimated rent towards your income when they're figuring out your numbers. So sometimes that's a good way, if you're not finding what you want in that price point, bump your price point up a little bit and look at the multi-units. And multi-unit, you can, if you're going to live in one, you could use VA financing. You can use FHA financing. The low down payment, you know, options that apply for owner-occupied do work with investment properties in most cases if you are going to live in one of the units. So keep that in mind. Talk to your lender about that. And then land, we have 269 active lots and acreage lots and residential lots. 269, and there are only 74 in escrow. That's a much slower moving market, and it just isn't right for everybody. It's a little, you know, some people are buying them to hold for a while. Some people are buying out in the country. They could put a manufactured home. That might be a good way to go. Others are buying and rolling in the whole cost of the construction and getting that construction to permanent loan product that we've talked about a few times. Umpqua is one that does a great construction loan, construction to permanent financing, they call it, where they roll the cost of the lot and the cost of building all into it. It's a pretty extensive process, but it is a good way to buy a piece of land and build a house. So take a look at that, if you're not finding one in that single family home market. What happened this week in real estate? We have 196 new listings. We have 22 that came back on the market, so that adds back up into what came on the market this week. We have price reductions. There are 61 price reductions. And again, I said I've been keeping an eye on price reductions because I think it's a good indicator of whether things are slowing down or not. And, you know, people are pricing the homes a little too high in some cases. And so we're seeing 61 this last week that reduced their price because they didn't sell as quickly as they thought they were going to at that price. And that kind of goes to along with, you know, what I want to talk about with this Press Democrat article and other articles, not just Press Democrat, but things that we're seeing and hearing about this crazy market and all of these things. But we have listings that are reducing their price. So not everything is flying off the shelf. Not everything is selling with multiple offers and overbids. I think it's a false representation of the entire market. And I think it sells advertising, you know, it sells papers. And not directing this specifically at the Press Democrat, but just all the outlets, you know, it's a little bit of hype, I think, because I think it's important to remember as a buyer and as a seller that if you put your house on the market, it's not necessarily going to fly off the shelf. It's not necessarily going to get multiple offers and overbids. You're not going to get $100,000 over your list price. You might, you know, if it's the right property and everybody wants it. There are other properties that's not happening to. And you can see that there were 61 price reductions this last week. There are 149 that went into escrow. And these are, I'm just looking specifically at single family homes. So there's a whole other couple of segments of the market with the condos, the mobile homes, the multi-units, the land. We're just looking at single family homes. 149 went into escrow. 89 went to pending. That means they've done all of their inspections. They were contingent. They had contingencies in place, which is, can they get insurance? Did they do their inspections and they're okay with the condition of the property? Did they get the appraisal in at the right value? Did they get their loan approved? All of that, once all of that is done, they remove those contingencies and they go to pending. So 89 people went to pending, not people, parties, went to pending. And 142 properties sold this last week. So congratulations to all of you that bought or sold a home this week. The median sale price for single family homes this last week only, the 142 that sold it was 805. And again, when you look at those, you're looking at the median, you're looking at the homes that sold for 500,000 and you're looking at the homes that sold for 5 million, you know, and all of those numbers in the middle is what the median is. And that's for all of Sonoma County. And when you look at areas like Northwest Santa Rosa, the median was 653 this last week. If you look up in Healdsburg, it's not finding it here. Petaluma East, 871. So it's all over the place. Healdsburg, 995. And really, Petaluma West, it was 1,225,000, and that's because the house sold up in the 2 million price point. So it the median price moves around as the higher prices sell or the majority of lower prices sell. So it's just important to remember that median is kind of it's a number. When it goes up, it is a indication that higher priced homes are selling. It doesn't necessarily mean that the value of your home increased exponentially. It just means that higher priced homes are selling. And that's the segment of the market that's selling better. Anyway, so when you read these newspaper articles, just read beyond the headlines and keep in mind that there, if you're a buyer out there, you can still get in there and buy a house. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Talk to me if you don't have a realtor you're already working with. I'd love to help you get into a home and get past all of this. Anyway, we're going to take a break. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. When we come back, I have Kathy Slack coming on to talk about what's happening in the music industry and Rohnert Park and all over KSRO. Thank you. We'll be right back.
At the conclusion of the G7 summit in Cornwall, England, President Biden, pleased with action taken to encourage China to respect human rights and discourage forced labor.
I think there's plenty of action on China, and there's always something that you can, I'm sure my colleagues think there's things they think they could improve that they want it. but I'm satisfied.
ABC's Tom Rivers in London with what's next for the president.
Part of a very compressed trip, President Biden and the First Lady flew to London and then on to Windsor from the summit site on the Cornish coast. At the nearly 1,000-year-old castle, time for an inspection of the guard, and then private time over tea with the monarch. She's seen all presidents since taking the throne in 1952, with one exception. She didn't meet up with LBJ. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
And then the next stop after that for the president, a NATO summit in Brussels, followed by a face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland on Wednesday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
This is Allison Norman, host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm passionate about real estate and helping families get into their new homes. I'd like to congratulate all of those who bought or sold a home this year and hope that you're enjoying making memories that will last a lifetime. For those who are thinking of buying or selling in 2021, let's get started now by putting our heads together to come up with your own real estate plan for the new year. And if you're thinking of moving out of state, I can connect you with an agent from my network that I know and trust in the area you're moving to. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
I'm KSRO's Dan Tresillas with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Still a few clouds for today. High of 79, 63 along the coast. Wind speeds 10 to 20 miles an hour inland. Mostly cloudy overnight. Low 54. 77 then for tomorrow, but with mostly sunny skies. Low 60s along the coast. Tuesday then to the mid-80s and Wednesday low 90s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's different music. Is that Kathy Slack singing?
So we're
mixing up a little bit here on the Real Estate Hour today. Now, we're going to be talking. I have Kathy Slack in the studio today, and Kathy is... you're kind of all over the place in Sonoma County. She is a KSRO sales manager, senior account manager, and is also one of the lead singers of the Pointless Sisters Rock and Show Band, and involved in the Rona Park Chamber, and everything that KSRO is doing. So welcome.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Oh, good. We haven't ever had you on the show before.
No, you have not.
You're right home here at KSRO, but not on the Real Estate Hour. So excited to have you.
She can't stay away from this place.
I know. No, I can't.
You're also our first in-studio guest.
Ooh. Do I get fanfare or something?
Find the fanfare, Joe.
I gave you your music.
That's true. You did. You did.
Yeah, we don't have cowbells or anything.
I have one in the car.
Oh, there you go. So if you've never heard the Pointless Sisters, fun. It's fun. It's a fun band. You guys are great. Did you say 11 members? Nine members.
Okay. Yeah. And so the band itself has been around for about 35 years.
Wow.
Led by Jane Sorensen, who founded it way back when. And funny story. So it's called the Pointless Sisters. No, it's not a Pointer Sisters tribute band. Jane was a nurse, and she and a couple other nurses were harmonizing in the hallways at the hospital that they all worked at. And they went on to start the Pointless Sisters together. But the doctors would walk by and go, "Why are you girls doing that? It's pointless." So then they took the name from that.
Ah, the Pointless. And it's in the spelling, P-O-Y-N-T-L-Y-S-S. I had to look it up a few times.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
And Sistars. Anyway, it's a great band. If you ever get a chance, if you hear that them playing anywhere, go take a listen.
Why, thank you.
Kathy, you know how to belt one out too. I mean, you're a great singer.
Thank you. I am a belter, that's for sure. I've been in the band 11 years, and it's you know, we're heavy on the harmonies and we do choreography, and so you know, I have a grandson and I'm out singing rock and roll and doing choreography. It's pretty fun.
It is. And you don't look like a grandma, so you're okay.
There you go. I'm a cha-cha, not a grandma.
Right. Yes, me too. Anyway, great to have you on. So a couple things we wanted to talk about. You had sent out a notice about Rohnert Park Party on the Plaza coming back.
Yes, we're so excited.
And that's something you've been involved with for how many years now
it
been?
Well, I actually founded it.
Okay.
This will be the technical 12th year. Of course, last year was a miss. So we celebrated the 10th year, had a big fanfare, big season, and then had nothing last year. So yeah. We're super happy. The farmer's market itself came back on June 4th. And then we're adding in the music because the state is opening up on Tuesday. So we're adding in the music on Friday. We've been planning this just in case we could do it for 3 months now. So back behind the scenes.
Yes, you were thinking positive.
Yeah. So I had met with 13 years ago now, I'd met with the then mayor, still on city council, Pam Stafford, and said, you know, Rohnert Park needs a music series and a farmer's market, and here's how you do it, and we'll find sponsors, and could the city get behind this? And yes, and yes, and so now here we are on the 12th year.
Wow. And, you know, it's funny, there was always that with Rohnert Park, the way it was developed and put together, there wasn't a downtown.
Right.
You know, it was all those little separate neighborhoods, each had a school, each had a park, and there was no downtown. And it really is a thriving downtown now, or they're working on it anyway. I think it's gotten a lot better now.
Yes, they're working on it. There's very hopeful signs from the old state farm property. We just had an update. I'm still an ambassador with the Rohnert Park Chamber, and we just had an update at the last chamber luncheon, and yes, things are looking good. You know, it was delayed. There was one of the partners passed away for the development company that's going to develop that land. So it's, you know, that with the pandemic kind of on a hiatus, but it's moving forward. So right across the street is where we started Party on the Plaza and the Farmers Market, because the city had built City Center Plaza to have a downtown and a gathering place for folks. And it had been there about a year, and I'm like, okay, it's time.
It's there. Are we going to do anything?
So now it hosts a number, in regular years, it hosts a number of events.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Good. Well, thank you for your involvement.
Of course, yes. It's been very wonderful to see how the neighbors come out, and they're saying, hey, good to see you. And they bring their lawn chairs, and they sit on our lawn and listen to the music. And we have two great nonprofits that run the adult beverage booth, because it is wine country, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
And we're right in front of the police station, so we never have problems, seriously. So the Cotati Rohnert Park Education Foundation and the Rotary, and I want to say, I'm going to mess up which Rotary. There's two Rotaries. They're all amazing. Mm-hmm. One of the Rotaries and
in
members
Rohnert
from
Park.
Both. Yeah. They participate. So over the years, we have raised over $250,000 for their nonprofits with the
adult beverage sales. Well.
Yes. Yes, I know. That's just what we do in wine country.
I know, right? Yes. I know. I have clients that move into town. They go, I don't drink wine. I'm like, you will.
And it won't be from a box.
No, yes. Oh, you will. Anyway, it's great. So it's on Friday nights.
Yes.
Or evening, 5 to 8. Music starts at 5:30.
Yeah.
And the first one is this Friday.
It is. And we have a new band to us this Friday. They're called the Seventh Sons. They do classic rock, and they play all over Marin County, you know, the North Bay. And they've been around for a while. So it's great to have them up here in Sonoma County. They're called the Seventh Sons. And then our favorite farmers market themed band is called Choppin' Broccoli.
Oh,
and they're
awesome.
The next week, and they do an 80s tribute with the hair, the wigs, and all of that stuff.
Nice.
They're a hoot and a half. Then we've got another new band to us, the Sonoma Shakers, on the 9th of July, rock, R&B, and country rock. Then another classic rock band called the Igniters. And I'm super excited that we were able to finally get these guys in, Petty Rocks. They're a Tom Petty tribute band.
Tom Petty.
Wears the top, the tall top hat and everything. Yeah. So cool. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
And then one of our local musicians that is just, he's the real deal, Levi Lloyd. Y'all have seen him everywhere. So he's bringing the Levi Lloyd and Friends band. Awesome. And you never know what you're going to get, but they're doing some great stuff. He's a blues, like, local, I don't know, aficionado. And I can't wait to hear what they've got going on. And then another farmer's market themed band, the Rotten Tomatoes. They're Rohnert Park's favorite garage band. And also they're led by the mayor of Rohnert Park, Gerard Judicic.
Oh, nice.
He's had the band for, oh my goodness, probably as it's 12 or 13 years.
Wow.
So about the same time that we started the market, that band started up. And doggone it if the mayor can't sing. And then we've got a couple extended time nights on the 13th of August. We're calling it Hot Summer Nights. You know, it's still going to be light until after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we've got the Humdingers there, that she does a tributes to Janis, to Led Zeppelin and more. And then the Hots, these guys, they're Guy Fieri's favorite North Bay band. In fact, he has sent them down to Disneyland to play for him a number of times.
Oh.
They on their website, you'll see the picture of them at California Adventure. And they do, like they say, old school rock and roll with new wheels. I mean, these guys will even do Britney Spears, but in their own way.
Right.
And it's so cool.
Oh, fun.
And then we've got Soul Section on the 22nd. They've been around for a while. We love that they're coming back. The 27th of August, we're having a women's night. Hello.
Awesome.
So I've got women-led bands. Of course, that's when the Pointless Sisters are going to play. And then Hangman's Daughter. If you haven't heard of them before, they were in Nashville in the 90s. This gal had the recording contracts, and she's had just a great career. She came back to Sonoma County and has revived Hangman's Daughter, and so they've got a new album, and so we're going to get to hear them at the market. I'm super excited about that. And then rounding out, we're extending into September since we couldn't start the first weekend in June. And so we've got a Fleetwood Mac tribute called Fleetwood Macrame. I don't think they're going to be macrameing on stage, but I could be wrong. And then we're ending up with Aquanet. Now, they
awesome.
Are an 80s hair band. They wear spandex and big wigs, and they just bring it. So we're super excited about the lineup this year.
Yeah, it all sounds really fun, and we're just all so excited about live music coming back. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So what? We'll take a break in a minute, but what? Let's back it up a little
bit.
So what happened? So in 2020, when everybody's you know, everything shut down, you were working the Pointless Sisters.
We had a full calendar, and you know, we do probably 30 weekends a year, something like that. And us and everybody else
yeah.
The end of February, you know, was our last gig in 2020. Many others, you know, we had like that one weekend in March, and then boom, it was closed. So you know, many of us in the local music scene have day jobs, so we were able to hang on, you know, to support our music addiction. We were able to hang on, but there are a number of us, and one of the members of our band, who that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he plays sometimes seven nights a week, a couple gigs a night.
Wow, and then that was just gone.
And then it was just gone. I mean, he had to find, you know, a side gig.
Yeah.
And that happened. So now, what started to happen was like singles and duos were playing at breweries and wineries when we first started, you know, towards the end of last year. Some of the restaurants, we played at the Old Bird on Santa Rosa Avenue because they could do it outside, physically distanced. So it started to trickle in. Now, oh my goodness, there's probably 20 places every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to go see live music, except that not the great big bands kind of like ours. We're still booked. We've got bookings from August on, but July is still kind of iffy for the larger bands. I think business owners don't want to kind of push the envelope too much until we open up. So right. When you don't know, you can't plan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if anybody wanted to book you, they could.
They absolutely could. We have openings in July.
Right? Yeah, so come on. Yeah, if you have a wedding, if you have a
festival. Yeah. We are great for 50th and 60th birthday parties. We've done awesome. So many of the... We've done 70s and 80s, too. 80-year-olds. Because our music, we play from the 50s to about the 90s.
Yeah, and it's so fun. It's fun. Great music, good singers, vocals, and all of that. So... glad to see that music is opening back up.
Yes.
Let's take a break. We're here with Kathy Slack talking about the music industry and what's been happening. But I want to shift gears and we'll talk about what's happening with KSRO.
Okay.
Some of the things, programs that are coming up.
Absolutely.
So stick around for that. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after this break.
Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast is on KSRO. Every 10 minutes on Sonoma County's morning news and every 30 minutes all the time on Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, KSRO. Depend on it.
This is Allison Norman, host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm passionate about real estate and helping families get into their new homes. I'd like to congratulate all of those who bought or sold a home this year and hope that you're enjoying making memories that will last a lifetime. For those who are thinking of buying or selling in 2021, let's get started now by putting our heads together to come up with your own real estate plan for the new year. And if you're thinking of moving out of state, I can connect you with an agent from my network that I know and trust in the area you're moving to. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO. Depend on it.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Happy Sunday morning. Thanks for joining me here on the Real Estate Hour. And we are continuing our conversation, kind of a community spotlight. Because community is part of, people kind of go, why are you talking about this? It's not real estate. Well, you know, it all wraps in together.
It's quality of life.
It is. And a healthy community equates to a healthy, economy, healthy real estate market, all of the above. So Kathy Slack is the KSRO Sales Manager, Senior Account Manager, and one of the lead singers in the Pointless Sisters Rock and Show Band. You said you're an ambassador with the Rona Park Chamber.
I am.
Yeah, so very involved in all of stuff going on in Rona Park and Sonoma County. And in the past, with the Women's Expo, you were involved with that.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So. On hiatus this year, more to come. 2022 is a whole new year. So.
Right, that's what, yeah, we were just talking about the Country Summer also will be next year. They're working on that already, but not this year, unfortunately. Just, I don't think any of those big, huge events are going to be happening this year. But there are some good events coming up. The smaller events, we're easing back into normalcy.
Yes.
So the cruise, what is it?
So it's the KSRO Culinary Cruise with Chef John Ash. Now this will be our third. We went to Alaska. We went to Europe a couple years ago. That was ended up in Barcelona. And this one, which will be May 7th to 17th in 2022, is Venice to Rome. It's 10 days. They call it an Ionian immersion.
Oh.
So the coolest thing about this is the on the Oceania Riviera and the marina, they have hands-on cooking class, a cooking school. So 24 people can do hands-on cooking led by a chef. They do other cooking classes there already, but they have allowed us to bring our own own, Chef John Ash. And he's going to do two cooking classes just for our KSRO listeners that are on the cruise. And we did this before. You feel like you're on the Food Network because you've got the sous chefs and they're measuring everything for you and lining it up. But imagine doing this and you were on this beautiful ship. The last time we were rolling into Monte Carlo, all of a sudden you see the castle and you're there cooking with Chef Ash. Gosh. It's like, overload. This is so cool. But this cruise, 10 days, starting in Venice, it's going to end up in Rome and with stops along the way. We're going to Croatia, Dubrovnik. We're going to Athens, Mykonos, and then from my bucket list, Santorini.
I cannot wait.
It's for so long. Yeah,
maybe
and so I can't
go on this cruise.
I think you will. We can talk about real estate. You can write it off.
There you go.
Then we're going to hit Sicily, Salerno, Italy, and end up in Rome. And wow. We've got this mixer coming up. So it's our first in-person cruise mixer. Tuesday, the 15th, from 5:30 to 7 at the beautiful Boletto Winery and Vineyards.
Oh, nice.
So they will be hosting us. They're our official winery for the cruise. In fact, they'll be sending wine with us to taste on the cruise. So we'll bring a little bit of home with us as we cruise the Ionian Seas over there. And so if you come to the mixer to find out about it, it's totally complimentary, no obligation. You'll get to taste some wine. We'll have a few snacks. And there are specials that Oceana will offer. Chef Ash will be there, so you can ask him questions, take a selfie, whatever you want to do. He's so kind and just loves to be with everybody and loves these cruises.
Yeah, great.
And we get special deals. It includes airfare. Nice. And you get your choice of either $600 shipboard credit, 6 free shore excursions, or the house beverage package. So it's a great deal. And we just have this month to sell them because the rest of the cruise is sold out. We have the last block of rooms.
Okay.
They're going to take them back from us on July 1st.
Oh, no.
So this Tuesday is your chance. If you want to find out about it, come on. And meet us at Boletto. If not, you can go on our Casserole Facebook page.
Okay.
And there is a video that was a presentation we did when we were doing Zooms.
Uh-huh.
So you can see all of the information about it.
Cool.
And then all the contact info is on there.
Okay. So that's Facebook, Casserole. Is it also on Casserole.com? Is there anything?
There is, probably, yes. Yeah. You can click on, do the drop down and click on events and okay. find the Casserole Cruise.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So information about the cruise. You have to book that this week?
This month.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have to, I'll probably go look. Do you have to pay for the whole thing or is there like you can put a down payment?
You can put a down payment and then they'll work with you from now until I think final payment is usually, I don't want to misspeak.
Right, right.
So
go on the website and look. I was just curious.
Yeah. And talk to Elise. Elise Corey from TravelWise who does Travel Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. She was able to do another one last week. If any industry besides restaurants were decimated during the pandemic, it's travel. Now they're starting to come back. And she's running as fast as she can because that industry now is just skyrocketing.
Oh, yeah. And everyone's all, let me out of here.
Exactly. We all want to go travel
again. And then, people, you mentioned a cruise and people are still a little wary about cruises, but this is not till May.
It's not till May
of
next year.
So 2022.
Yeah.
We'll be beyond all of this. I think everyone will be back to being comfortable with going on cruises.
Absolutely. And I tell you, if you've seen any of the media about what the cruise ships are doing, gone are the days of self-serve buffets. I think that's going to be gone forever. It's all going to be served. They've got the filtrations upgraded. The cleaning protocols are upgraded. So and then you've got to be vaccinated, mm-hmm. and so it should be absolutely safe.
Yeah, and it's almost
it's
a year
almost
out.
Almost a year
so,
out.
So, gosh, I hope we're back to normal by then. Right. That all sounds great. So this Tuesday, you can go to Boletto.
Yes.
Reservations or
nope.
just show up?
No.
Okay.
Yes, it's opening up on Tuesday, so
Woo-hoo.
You just get
okay.
to show up.
I may show up.
Thank
okay.
you. Good. I'll have a glass of wine for you.
There. Awesome. That all sounds good. Great. And then learn about this cruise, and that is
right.
one of the places I went. My father's family is from Greece, from Crete. So I really want to go to Crete.
Gosh, but, of course.
I would be okay with going to Mykonos and Santorini.
Yes.
I'll go to Crete some other time. But
These cruises are great to, so you get a taste of, it's like appetizers. You get a taste of all these different ports. Yeah. And then you know where you want to go back to.
Right, because that's a pretty short trip. 10 days to do all of that, but to take it all in, and then there's all the on-ship stuff and cooking and all that. It sounds really fun. Okay, so let's wrap it up with the job fair.
The job fair.
Getbacktowork.com.
Yeah.
And there are, you know, I've seen a lot of places that are hiring and hearing stories about actually companies that are having a hard time getting people back.
And that's what we heard, too, and that's why we've jumped in. So we planned this when we didn't know if we would be opened up or not. So we planned it outside so that it would be, you know, like as if you're going to the farmer's market or something. Mm-hmm. So safe, fresh air, and all that. Well, now we found out that it's going to be like 95 degrees on Wednesday. So, okay, the job fair is Wednesday from 2 to 5.
This Wednesday
okay. From 2 to 5 at the LBC.
Okay.
And like I said, yes, we were going to have it outside, but with the weather report, we have asked, and they have allowed us to take it inside with the air conditioning.
Nice.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. And it's a pretty big open. Is it that kind of courtyard there? I mean, the inside courtyard?
Yeah, it'll be in the lobby and all of that area. Yeah. So I haven't seen the revised map. But yeah, kind of like how the Wedding Expo took over the lobby and the chamber.
Yeah, Santa Rosa Chamber has their big
business expo. Yes, exactly. And so we have 60 booths and resource tables. The resource tables are for veterans because our job fairs are also veterans resource fairs. And we generally have about a 30% attendance of veterans searching out jobs. We have about 55 businesses. I don't know exactly how many resource tables and businesses. All of those businesses are looking for employees. And we heard from our clients, we're doing more recruitment advertising on the air. You've probably heard them than ever before because everybody's having such a tough time. And it's going to hit. Once Tuesday gets here, the demand for new employees is going to skyrocket as well.
As everything opens up.
Yeah. So we sold this job fair out and the capacity out 2 weeks ago. And so we went ahead and scheduled one in July, July 14th as well. And we're going to kind of concentrate on the hospitality industry, but anybody is invited to come and look for employees. We'll just have some special services for the hospitality industry. But awesome. Yeah, July 14th will be yet again another. And we should have a better idea of, you know, people need to plan that are on unemployment and getting the additional supplemental payment right now, plan, because that's going away, I understand, early September.
Okay.
So you need to plan now, and some great, great jobs are out there. So come to the job fair, check it out. If you can't make this one, check out the one in July.
Okay. So it's either this Wednesday, is it during the day?
It's 2 to 5 p.m.
Okay. And at the Luther Burbank Center?
Yes.
And it sounds great. So no charge, just come on.
No charge, yeah. And we'll register you at the door. And right now, mask mandate is what we're anticipating, especially since it's an inside event with, you know, it could be hundreds of people in there at once.
Yeah.
But we will follow whatever guidelines are passed down on Tuesday.
Awesome. That all sounds great. And if you can't make it, then look for the next one next month.
Right. And then you can always go to letsgetbacktowork.com. Let's
get
back to work.
I get that stuck in my head.
I know. It's like the Cars commercial, Cars for Kids.
Yes. Anyway, all that good stuff. Well, we're going to run out of time, but great stuff that KSRO is doing. Thank you for coming and talking about that. And the music industry. I'm so excited about live music.
So are we.
It's such a necessary thing in our lives, I think, to get out there and just relax, enjoy, and sing and dance and just let loose. So get out there, enjoy some live music. Thank you, Kathy, for joining us
today. Oh, thank you for having
me. I really appreciate it. If you are, go out and look at open houses today. They're back. They're open. I have two, one in Oakmont and one in on Orchard Street in Santa Rosa. Go check them out. Check the Press Democrat out. They have their whole open house guide. If you're interested in selling a property or getting out there and buying a property and you don't currently have a realtor, I'd love to help you. I'm an active realtor here in Santa Rosa. Sonoma County. Give me a call, 799-3617. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Thanks, Kathy Slack, for joining us. Thanks, Joe, for running the board. We'll see you next week.
Joe's the man.
See you next week. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
Hey, Sonoma County, I'm Stephen Curry.
Hi, I'm Draymond Green.
Uncle Von Looney.
Hi, I'm Steve Kerr, and you're tuned to KSRO Santa Rosa, Sonoma County's home of the Warriors.
From